Many police officers are warmly welcoming the election of Donald Trump. They believe he'll defend them from what many officers see as growing anti-police sentiment. NPR's Martin Costi reports on what this may mean for the movement for police reform.
You get the sense that police officers are starved for official recognition, especially from politicians. For instance, take this moment in Trump's victory speech.
And law enforcement in New York City, they're here tonight. These are spectacular people, sometimes underappreciated, unfortunately, but we appreciate them. We know what they go through.
That brief thank you was a highlight of the night for retired police detective Joe Locus.
It just shocked me, you know, with all the anti-police rhetoric that's been going around, it was just refreshing. That's what really drew me to Donald Trump in the first place.
In Washington, Jim Pascoe is the executive director of the Fraternal Order of Police, which endorsed Trump.
I've seen a level of resolve and commitment on the part of our membership, unlike any in some long time.
This organization of rank-and-file cops has some practical considerations here. They're hoping for more federal grants for training and gear, money that they hope President Trump will be more able to coax out of the Republican Congress. But just as important for them is the sense that the Obama administration was too adversarial, that the Justice Department especially was too quick to come down hard on police departments in need of reform.
You've got to create win-win situations, or win-win-win. The community leaders, the community at large, and the police department all have to be partners in improvement, rather than the police departments being victimized by an overzealous Justice Department.
But reformers say that DOJ pressure has been crucial to getting departments to change, and they expect that that pressure may now go away. DeRay McKesson is a high-profile activist with Black Lives Matter. He says the next administration will be run by a man who doesn't seem to believe that American policing has a racism problem.
And it is that mind view, it's that worldview that in practice, in policy, has the potential to have dire consequences for people of color.
At the same time, he says it's hard to know what to expect, given how few specifics the candidate laid out.
I think people are trying to figure out what to do next, what it means to organize in a Trump era and in a post-truth era.
A post-truth era. You hear that kind of thing a lot from the reformers, who say Trump is selling a distorted version of what's really happening. For instance, his call for an end to the, quote, war on police. There have been some terrible ambush killings of cops this year, but statistically, the job is still much safer than a generation ago. They worry that Trump's version of reality will stifle reform. But John Pfaff isn't so sure.
It's important to realize how much criminal justice is a local issue.
Pfaff is a professor at Fordham Law School who studies America's world-beating incarceration rate. Bringing that rate down is a key goal of the reformers, and they've been making headway at the state level, even on Tuesday night.
While Trump was getting elected, in many states, blue and red alike, were also passing criminal justice reform bills, referendums, and voting out tough-on-crime DAs, even amidst sort of the tough-on-crime rhetoric that Trump had occasionally used over the course of the campaign.
American law enforcement is fundamentally decentralized and local. Former Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey co-chaired the Police Reform Task Force that was created by President Obama after Ferguson. And he says the social pressures for change are not going away just because of this election.
And hopefully, police chiefs recognize that, unions recognize that, and we can move forward. That doesn't mean there won't be some issues, and some people who may think that now all that has come to an end, but I think they'd be mistaken if they take that approach.
Martin Costi, NPR News.